Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay caramba,
disguises,
surprises,
and pies of
all sizes. Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
Where else can you get this much comedy for your viewing dollar?
When an airplane travels faster than the speed of sound, a shockwave is created that is commonly known as a sonic boom. That's amazing that an airplane could go so fast it would create a sonic boom. I wonder what they sound like. Garfield, dinner! I guess that's what they sound like.
Late for dinner again?
You guys enjoy. I'm skipping dinner. I need to lose a few pounds.
If you're going to take a whole 8 seconds to get to the table, you may miss dinner. What are you having? Dr. Doggy's Chopped Kidney and Heart Delight. No wonder you take your time.
Boy, I'm hungry, but I need to go on a diet.
Do you need to go on a diet?
How come my TV always knows what I'm thinking?
Just be glad someone does.
Then stay tuned for this very special program. The following show is a half-hour commercial that we've disguised as a real program because we figure you're all too stupid to tell the difference.
At least they're honest.
Welcome to Incredible Findings. And here to tell you all about her super guaranteed Dr. Disgust Vita Yummy Slender Tender Diet is the queen of cuisine, Sylvia Svelte.
I love these half-hour commercials. You never have the annoyance of being interrupted by entertainment.
Friends, I've developed a new line of delicious food. Ah! And it's low in calories. Ah! And it's convenient.
Ah! And it probably tastes like corrugated cardboard.
Just look at this tasty food. On my diet, you can eat as much of this food as you like.
Sylvia, how can people get this wonderful diet food?
Just come down to Sylvia Svelte's Vita Yummy Diet Center.
Excuse me.
Well, have you decided what you would like?
Yes, I'll have the turkey. My dog will have the beef.
And I'll have the rest.
Why don't you just take our 7-day sampler pack? A whole week of the healthiest, low-calorie food in the world.
Good idea. How much is it?
Well, here's our special introductory price.
That much? But that's a lot of money.
Well, we want to be healthy now, don't we? The best food costs money.
I believe in sparing no expense when it comes to my stomach. Especially when John's paying.
All right, I guess.
Just warm it in the microwave and enjoy healthy, nutritious, good-for-you food. Go out and get a jumbo cheeseburger with everything and a side of chili fries. I'm starving.
We want fruit. We want fruit.
Dinner is ready, guys. You get the beef, Odie.
Yeah.
Garfield has the lasagna, and I have the turkey. Isn't it wonderful that they've developed low-calorie foods that come in huge, tasty portions?
You said it, Odie.
Well, maybe it tastes real good. How's yours, Garfield?
Hold on. Wait a minute. I think I found some cheese. No, it's a stain on the lens. Yuck City. Who in the world could be stupid enough to like this food? You'd think with a tongue like that, he'd have some taste buds.
We've been had, guys. We're taking this food back and getting a refund.
How did you find our turkey?
I moved to Cranberry and there it was. Miss Svelte, your food is terrible. You want to know how terrible it is?
How terrible is it?
He won't eat it.
And that's pretty terrible.
I demand my money back.
Sorry, no refunds.
I said I want my money back.
I don't have time to argue. I have to go do another commercial... TV show. Bruno! Igor!
I am not leaving without a refund.
You are leaving without a refund. Those guys have not been living on the food here.
Garfield, what are we going to do?
Leave it to the cat. I have, as usual, an idea.
And here to tell you all about her super guaranteed Dr. Disgust Vita Yummy Slender Tender Diet is the queen of cuisine, Sylvia Svelte.
I hope I'm in time. That last restaurant was sure slow.
Has anything strange happened yet, Odie?
Mm-mm.
I don't know what he's going to do, but I have the feeling it won't be pretty.
Uh-oh.
My new food is really delicious.
One pizza, some Chinese food, a couple of layer cakes, prime rib. Now we set the air conditioning to full blast.
And it's very important to only eat healthy food. My deluxe menu gives you all the essential vitamins. As I was saying, you must try my foods.
Bet I catch a big one with this.
My food is so convenient to... Oh, I gotta have one. It's so convenient and expensive. Oh, now I smell Chinese food and roast beef. Oh, I can't stand it any longer. I gotta have something to eat.
Well, Sylvia, why not dine on some of your own Vita Yummy diet food?
Who can eat that junk? I want some real food. Pizza!
Well, it looks like Sylvia Svelte is giving up her diet menu.
Give me a cheeseburger, and someone sent out for some Chinese food. Oh, Garfield, I'm going to refund your friend's money and everyone else's.
I don't know how he does it. Do you know how he does it? I don't know how he does it.
Oh, how can I thank you?
Pass the potato salad. Hey, it's okay to eat healthy, just so long as you eat something.
This does good.
Plan the day, boys. I have a list of chores to do, but I think I need to make a careful study before I attempt them.
Translation, I'm putting off work for another day.
Let's go to a museum or do something intellectually stimulating right after lunch.
Translation, let's eat too much and fall asleep on the couch watching television. I admire a man of decision.
We have an important, serious mission involving possible danger. You have a question, Wade?
Yes. Could I begin running around in a panic and screaming now?
Oh, Wade, at least wait until he tells us what the mission is.
We have a wolf in the neighborhood. Here is his picture and description. Notice the evil smile, the beady, criminal-like eyes, the ugly nose, the...
Orson, that's a picture of you!
Well, I was just trying to see if you were paying attention. All right, now. Here is the wolf. Now, as I was saying, notice the evil smile, the beady criminal-like eyes, the ugly nose, the ferocious teeth. We have to protect our chickens. If you see the wolf, ring this bell and everyone will come running to help.
Light bulb. Oh, what an idea.
Okay, everybody, back to your chores. Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and Fred. Oh, I love that song.
Oh, this is going to be good. Wolf! Wolf! There's a wolf! Oh, this is good. Wolf! Wolf!
I'm coming.
Wolf! Wolf! Wolf!
I'm coming.
I'm coming. We're coming.
Wolf! Wolf!
I'm going. Wolf!
Wolf! Wolf! Wolf!
We're all here, Roy. Where's the wolf?
There is no wolf! I made you all come running!
That's not funny, Roy.
For you, probably not. But for me, it's a scream!
Like, don't do that again, Roy.
Or we'll make sure that the farmer's wife gets a new feather duster.
You.
I got a feeling this is gonna be easier than I thought.
Is the wolf gone?
Wait, there was no wolf. Wolf.
Roy was playing a joke. Well, some things we just do not joke about.
That was too funny. I think I'll do it again. No, that would be cruel, childish, and pointless. Three excellent reasons to do anything.
Wolf! Wolf! Wolf!
There's the bell. Let's go.
There's the bell.
There's
Let's
the bell.
Go.
Let's go.
There's the bell.
There's the bell.
Let's go.
Let's go.
There's the bell. I gotta go.
Wolf!
Help! Wolf!
Roy!
Roy, we don't find this very funny.
You're not supposed to find this very funny. I'm supposed to find it very funny.
This is like the wolf who cried boy.
Don't you mean the boy who cried wolf?
No, the wolf who cried boy. You can come out now, Wade. No wolf. I can tell you the story if you'd like.
Sure. No wolf? What a relief. It was damp in there.
The look on their faces. Too funny for words. You should have seen them. They were so mad. I thought Orson was gonna, and Lanolin, she was so, and Bo, he was so, and the chicks, and they were, and you are, and me, and you have the chickens, and you're the wolf, and me and I, you're the wolf.
Nothing gets by you.
I gotta get help. The wolf, help, the wolf. Wolf.
It's Roy again.
Wolf.
Bummer.
We're not falling for it again.
I am. Help! Possible wolf! Possible but not probable. Help! Wolf! 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 Somebody! Wolf! Help! Wolf! 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 Wolf!
You're wasting your lungs, fella.
Attention, everyone! There is a wolf in the barnyard! Repeat, a wolf in the barnyard!
Why doesn't he give up? Tell us the story of the wolf who cried boy, Orson.
Okay, well, once upon a time, there was a family of wolves. They lived in peace in their little valley. In fact, the only thing they feared was the occasional appearance of a hunter. Every night, one of them would stand guard while the others slept. For some reason, he thought it would be fun to play a trick on the others. He yelled, "Boy! Boy! There's a boy coming!" And then he laughed as they all ran in terror. It was so much fun that the next night, he did it again. "Boy coming!" he cried. "There's a boy coming!" And once again, he scared all his friends. And once again, he laughed and laughed. But this time, they all determined never to fall for his lies again. Now, the next night when he was on guard, he happened to look over in the bushes, and there he saw a young boy out hunting. "Boy," he yelled, "there's a boy coming!" But none of the other wolves believed him. They'd learned not to trust a word he said. And so there was no one to help him when...
What's wrong, Arthur?
What's wrong is that even a liar sometimes tells the truth. Come on, we better go check. Bo, flannelin. Roy might be telling the truth.
Roy? Telling the truth?
Whoa, that's like pretty low, man, even for him.
Wolf! Wolf!
Oh, give it up, pal. Nobody's coming, and I got all the chickens. Ta-ta. Hey!
Good throw, Orson!
I've tied it to the tractor.
I'll drop him off in the next county, man.
Hey, stop! You can't do this to me! Hey!
All clear, ducko. It's okay. I already put a stamp on myself. I might as well stay in here. Wolf.
Well, we hope you learned your lesson, Roy.
Yeah, when you lie, folks stop believing you about everything.
I've reformed. I'll never lie again.
Can we believe you about that?
Probably not.
The sun peeked up over the rooftop that morning, dawning on a day quite like no other. Well, not exactly dawning. It was 11:15 when the cat awoke. Awoke to a bone-chilling possibility.
Maybe it's Monday. Monday. Don't let it be Monday. Wait, this could be dangerous.
Slowly, his trembling paw reached to uncover the newest page of the calendar. And then he saw it. Yes, it was Monday. Monday. The most horrible, awful nightmare of a day in the whole week.
What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do?
Today, Garfield, we're going to eat nothing but raisins.
Raisins? Ah! Hey, it's Monday in there. Is it Monday out here, too? Yep, it's Monday out here, too.
There was no way out. It was Monday, and it would probably be Monday all day.
11 hours and 17 minutes of Monday left.
Come on, Garfield. We're going for a walk in the park.
I'm staying right here until Monday's over. No force on this planet is strong enough to get me to go for a walk in the park.
Actually, just Odie and I are going to the park. Nirmal is going to stay here.
Okay, let's go for a walk in the park.
As he wandered through the park, the cat could only think of one thing.
Wonder if it's still Monday. Yep, still Monday.
Hey, look, guys. There's a wishing well. Funny. I never noticed a wishing well here before.
And when his master gave him a coin and invited him to make a wish, the cat could only think of one thing.
I wish it would never be Monday again.
Impossible? Perhaps. But the thing you must always remember about wishes is this. Sometimes when you least expect it, they come true. Monday passed, as Mondays eventually do. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Soon it was the day after Sunday again. Which meant, of course, that weekly chilling thought.
Oh, no. It's probably Monday again. Watch, it'll say Monday again.
It didn't.
Tuesday?
And here are the headlines for this Tuesday morning.
Tuesday? Yesterday was Sunday. Today is Tuesday. I did it. I made Monday go away. No more Mondays. No more Mondays, la la. No more Mondays, yes, sir. Wee-ha-ya.
Scientists can offer no explanation as to why Tuesday now follows Sunday on all calendars.
I did it. Me and the wishing well.
For a while, Garfield was proud of what he'd done. But as weeks went by with no Mondays, he slowly began to realize how things had changed.
No, Marge, I can't send the kids back to school because the kids go back to school on Monday, and it isn't Monday yet.
Things had changed a lot.
That's the same movie they've been playing here for weeks now. I've seen this 6 times.
I know what you're thinking, Cat. We change the movies on Mondays, and since there's no more Mondays...
But it was more than just the same movie playing forever. Health clubs featuring 7-day reducing plans went out of business. Monday morning quarterbacks had nowhere to go.
I'll tell you what I would.
In Garfield's neighborhood, Monday was when they picked up the trash. Monday was always when John cut the front lawn. And then there was the worst problem of all.
Where's the food?
There isn't any food. I can't buy food until I get paid, and I get paid on Mondays.
Hey, I don't want to hear this. Just make lasagna. And lots of it.
I can't cook until I get paid, Garfield. And besides, I usually make you lasagna on Mondays.
No Mondays. No lasagna. I gotta get Mondays back.
Desperate, the cat stumbled through the park at night, frantically searching for the wishing well.
It's around here someplace. Over here. No, it's over here. There it is. There. Here. Here's dimes. Lots of dimes. I wish Mondays were back.
I thought you didn't want Mondays.
I changed my mind. Make it be Monday, please. Here's more dimes. Do you take credit cards? Just bring Mondays back.
No.
What do you mean, no? I put a coin in. You can't say no to me.
I'm a wishing well. I can do anything I want. Watch this.
What did you do?
I just got rid of Thursdays, the entire month of August, chocolate candy, the state of Wisconsin, and everyone on the planet named Bob.
Not chocolate candy.
And now, to demonstrate the full extent of my power, I will eliminate all television.
No, no, not that. Not TV.
The well summoned up its full power, and it was just about to eliminate all the cable channels when the spacecraft appeared overhead.
Andrew, who gave you permission to come down here?
I was just having some fun. Besides, I made $11.70 in dimes.
You just get right back in that ship. Your father's going to give you a good talking to, young man. I'm sorry. My son likes to take advantage of our shape, resembling your Earth wishing wells.
Hey, no problem. But before you go, could you put back Mondays and Thursdays in August in Wisconsin and chocolate candy?
Oh, certainly.
Any chance of getting my dimes back?
I brought them back, too. Now, everything is the way it was before my son landed. Farewell.
Bye. Monday! It's Monday!
I just got my paycheck, Garfield. I'm going shopping and I'll make lasagna tonight.
And so, Garfield could face the world forevermore, unafraid of Mondays. Everything had changed. Well, maybe not everything.
Next wishing well I find, I'm getting rid of narrators.